Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Cosmetic surgery has become commonplace nowadays, not particularly a source of judgment anymore. In fact, many will often show what work they've done. But what you don't hear as much about is when people regret it. Niamh O'Connor, who hosts the Unscripted podcast, counts herself among that group. Niamh, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
I never thought I'd ask anyone this question, but how many procedures have you had done?
Oh God, I've had my ears pinned back, I've had a boob job, and I've had my bum done. So three procedures, but I've had some of them done multiple times.
Right, okay. And why have you had to have them done multiple times?
They've gone wrong. So, yeah, they've gone wrong. So I've had to go back and get things fixed and, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah. And why did they go wrong? Was it the mistake of the surgeons or?
The first time that I got my bum done, I got implants and you could literally flip the implant inside me. So, yeah, it was a mistake of the surgeon. So I had to go back and get that fixed. And then I got filler. This was more recently. I got filler and got cellulitis. I ended up in hospital for a few weeks over that as well. So, yeah, it was definitely the fault of the surgeons.
And when these things go wrong, is there infection involved and pain and...
Yeah. It was actually the filler more so than the actual like surgery. The filler gave me the worst trouble. I got a very, very bad infection and it was very painful. I was in hospital for 3 weeks. So
for 3 weeks?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what was the treatment for that infection? You were just on antibiotics or
something? Yeah, they couldn't get it under control. They couldn't figure out which antibiotics they needed to use. So I think for about a week of being in hospital, they were just messing around with different antibiotics and trying to figure it out. But it was cellulitis, so it ended up being a staph A infection. And it took a couple of weeks to get it under control.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you get these done out of the country or in Ireland?
Actually, the one that went really wrong, I got done in Ireland. Interestingly, because usually you hear it the other way around. But the one that I ended up in hospital for, I got done in Ireland.
Yeah. And so when one goes wrong like that, that didn't kind of swear you off doing it completely forever?
Do you know what? I think I had kind of started doing social media and I honestly think that I probably wasn't at the best mental state to be making the decisions that I was. And I was probably making irrational decisions based on my own mental state. When I started social media, I kind of couldn't cope a lot with the judgment and people commenting on how I looked and commenting on my body all the time. So I think it was kind of just making erratic decisions. I don't think now I wouldn't make those decisions, you know?
Yeah. Okay. And nobody invites those kind of comments, but did they just make them out of the blue about your appearance?
Yeah.
It wasn't a subject of discussion that you were or anything.
Yeah, no, I think once you kind of do social media, it is just out of the blue, particularly, you know, like TikTok where people can have fake accounts and they can write whatever they want. You could just be making a dancing video and people will be commenting on how you look. So I think that has an impact then on your mental health, which has a knock on effect on, you know, making decisions like plastic surgery.
Yeah. And I assume these things cost a lot of money.
Yeah, they do. An awful lot of money. If only I could get all the money back.
And we'd be talking thousands, would we?
Yeah, tens of thousands for sure. Yeah, I would have spent an awful lot of money. Now looking back, I wish I could get it all back and reverse everything.
Yeah, and can it become kind of a bit addictive?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it does. But once you get one thing done, you're kind of like, okay, what else can I fix? What other insecurity can I fix? And really what happens is you just gain a new insecurity every time you fix one. So definitely an addiction.
Right. Okay. So that you kind of get one part of your body done and you go, that's all right now. But now my shoulders look terrible compared to,
exactly.
My elbows kind of thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So that never ends then.
No, never ends. Now, I think that's why, although it was a horrible thing that I went through with having to go to hospital, I think it was for the greater good, because it gave me a wake up call. You know, I think if that hadn't happened, God only knows what else I would have done since then.
Yeah. Yeah. So, so are you saying now you've had nothing done since that hospital trip?
No, nothing, yeah. Nothing. That's, I don't think I would ever again. I think that kind of copped me on a bit to the dangers of it, really.
Yeah. But I suppose on top of that, there's like obviously the dangers of it, yeah, and the cost of it.
Yeah.
But that also the issue about how you feel about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get to the point where you go, I am the way I am, and, yeah, you know, sod you if you don't like it, kind of thing.
Do you know what I think for me, just with age, like I think it's definitely with age, I've just become more accepting of, look, this is who I am. I'm never going to, I think as well, going through so many different surgeries and still not being happy with myself, I realised like, okay, well, if I'm not happy with myself how I am, changing it isn't going to fix it either. So I think, honestly, with me, I think it was just a kind of self-acceptance after having such a traumatic experience of, okay, you know, nothing is ever going to make me happy, so I may as well just stay how I am, kind of thing.
Well, but that, does that leave you happy though?
Yeah, definitely. I'd say I'm in a much better, do you know what, as well, I think back in 2020 on social media during kind of the pandemic and stuff, it was chaotic and there was a lot of hate and a lot of trolling, and that's calmed down a lot now. I think just because people aren't in their houses all day, there's less hate and trolling. So I think it all kind of comes into one. There's not as much hate on social media, which then causes less insecurity, I think.
Yeah. But there would be people out there right now, I suppose,
yeah,
considering having procedures done.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I think, especially with social media, I think it's kind of shoved in people's faces. And you could argue that I'm maybe part of that problem because I had work done and I'm on social media. But yeah, I think it's so accessible now to young people. And like there's more filler shops than there is coffee shops on the streets, you know.
Yes. Well, and that's like totally acceptable now, getting filler done. That's like going to the dentist.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Probably people go to the filler more than the dentist, actually.
They probably do, yeah.
Well, is there anything you've had done that you'd reverse?
Everything.
Oh, gosh,
everything.
Really?
Everything apart from my ears. I got my ears pinned back, and that's probably the only thing that I wouldn't reverse in regards to, like, you know, my boobs, my bum, everything else. I would 100% reverse that. And I'd say I will over time. I'd say I'll take out the implants and everything else that's in there.
Okay, well, that means, though, going back to the doctor again to get those things done.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'd just be very careful where I went and do a bit. I'd done no research before. I was very naive, just kind of jumped on wherever was cheapest. If I was going to reverse it and have everything removed, I'd definitely properly research.
Yeah. Well, if you leave it the way it is, that's not any danger to your health or discomfort, or does it look, any part of your body look weird?
No. Well,
I'm trying not to sound really, I'm really aware I'm trying not to sound really pervy here, you know.
No, I suppose, yeah, you could argue. I feel like personally for me, and I think a lot of people will have different opinions on this, but since I have got implants, I've had quite bad, like, you know, my immune system is a lot lower. I've been sick a lot more. And I think if you research it, really, when you're kind of putting a foreign body into your body, it can lower your immune system because your body sees it as something to attack. So that there's that argument. And then I suppose a lot of people would say maybe I look a bit weird, but I think that's personal opinion.
That's just people being mean. Niamh, thanks so much for coming
in
to talk to us today. That was Niamh O'Connor there, host of the Unscripted podcast.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.